Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We'll rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, including across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And, you know, I'm going to go right to Kyle Warren right now. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. How are you doing tonight?
Let's do the pledge.
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, a Newsmax McLaughlin poll is out, and there's a couple of different versions of it. First of all, one says that two-thirds of the nation backs President Trump on his doing of the recounts.
I think that's really extraordinary. What it means, Captain, is that people are seeing, you know, they're hearing about these egregious violations, and they're hearing these very compelling eyewitness accounts of people who have affidavits sworn under penalty of perjury of what they've seen. And I think the American people believe that there, at the very least, should be an investigation, a legitimate investigation that should play out. And then, as you said, they support the recounts.
And then we heard Biden say just the opposite, and I believe Biden's a liar.
Well, Joe Biden is just trying to go along with this whole thing. The narrative is it's all over. He won. How could anybody say anything different? Because if you say something different, guess what? You're undermining democracy when actually doing exactly the opposite, again, because of these egregious violations from eyewitnesses. And so the most American thing to do is to run it down to make sure we know what the heck it is. As opposed to,
and let's not forget the numbers of voters. You had more people vote than were registered in many areas.
Precisely. These are hallmarks of some kind of fishy business.
Fraud.
To put it mildly. Yeah, that's right. Fraud. Yeah.
Now, the other part of this poll was that a big majority wants a Trump to run in 2024. Maybe Don Jr., a whole bunch of people would support that idea.
Yeah, I thought that was very, very interesting because, again, the notion being if Biden prevails, then obviously what will happen in 4 years will be trying to reset and get back on track to get, again, the economic benefits, to get the benefits of bringing jobs home, of having a different posture on the world stage that actually strengthens our alliances. Because, you know, Biden said our alliances were all frayed. I think nothing could be further from the truth. A strong America means that we have strong alliances with our friends, and we can stand up to our foes together. But, of course, you know, everything of the incoming administration is just going to be, you know, just repairing all the damage Donald Trump has done. Well, go ask people who had great jobs, great opportunities, great careers, and bright futures ahead just before the COVID thing hit, and I think they'd tell you a different story.
Yeah. And we are going to have a rally coming up. The president apparently is going to come to Georgia and have a rally of some sort. Don't know where yet, but he promised that yesterday in his little impromptu question and answer session in the White House.
Well, sure, because, again, you've got to draw all eyes onto Georgia. Everything has to be literally laser-beamed onto there. That's the only way we're going to know for sure that we have a believable election, shall we say. And, of course, the stakes could never be higher. Everything is concentrated now into these two Senate seats in terms of what, again, if Biden prevails, the only thing stopping him and his upcoming knuckling under to many progressive things, even though we haven't seen that in the cabinet picks yet per se, but the only thing standing in the way is the control of the Senate to try to put the brakes on the insanity that's about to befall us here.
Now, the president did say that if the Electoral College meets and votes and favors Joe Biden over him, that he will exit the White House.
Well, you know, again, you know, I'm sure that contained within that would be the notion that it would be legitimate in the grand sense that a lot of these things have been looked at, that there's some kind of confidence that it's, at the very least, it's gotten its hearing and this kind of thing. But it may be to the point where he couldn't stop that tide if, in fact, the Electoral College did meet. But, of course, he's fighting like, you know what, prior to that, to make sure that these things get a hearing, and the things that Sidney Powell has filed are earth-shattering. They are game-changing, no doubt about it. So we have to see just how quickly this can go to the Supreme Court. Now, the Supreme Court may, of course, begin to put stops on things, again, depending on what they hear, depending on how they react. We just don't know yet, but almost anything's possible, Captain.
And the president also announced that the coronavirus vaccine deliveries of the Pfizer vaccine will begin to be delivered next week.
Yeah, and so here we go. I mean, obviously the best thing in the world is for people to start to get vaccinated or inoculated to this, because that is the very first step. You know, that's liftoff to try to get to the moon with the moonshot of getting people back to some semblance of normal in this country.
Well, the first responders get it first, and then the nursing homes and the seniors get it second. And I guess the politicians are up in there somewhere, too, for getting it. Who knows? But I'll be right back with more. And Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, so don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. You know, there's gold waiting in that windshield of yours, so give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 put in the palm of your hand when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty, including the car, the truck, the van you're driving. Here in Florida, you need to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance. And by the way, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville, Tampa, Sarasota, and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come right to your home or office and process your insurance claim. They'll get you a premium quality windshield with a complete warranty and $100 in the palm of your hand when you tell them me, the captain, sent you. Phone number to call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. What if you had Steve singing with you?
Maybe so, yeah.
Because a little while ago, he was ready to pull the bell bottoms out of the mothballs and get the half boots and start dancing.
That's right. Yeah, well, we've heard a lot of folks out there like to sing along with that. So it's becoming a thing, and that's good.
Yeah. Now, the Missouri governor, who's a Republican, slammed the coronavirus rules around the country that some of these Democratic governors are putting in place on gatherings. And he said there was no way that he was going to mandate in his state of Missouri who goes in and out the front door of a person's house.
Yeah, it's these kinds of things that are really starting to rub people the wrong way, because they smack of things that we've heard about in history. People will also use the term Orwellian, and again, it presupposes that somehow people are reckless, that they're not doing the right thing and don't want to do the right thing, and you've got to go out there. You have to have what they call COVID compliance units, the CCUs, yeah, that are going to be roaming around and looking to see.
What are we doing in Maryland?
Well, that's right. And then you have, I think it's another governor, right, that's saying, look, you know, for the kids, you know, go tell, you know, tell people if your parents had people over. And, I mean, you know, how Soviet Union have you, comrade governor? I mean, it would just, where have we heard this kind of stuff before? You know, people shouldn't be set against one another. This is one of the big, big problems of this whole COVID-19 thing, is that it is setting neighbor against neighbor. That's not how we, I'll tell Joe Biden this too, that's not how we shut down the virus. I'll tell him that much.
Well, you need to tell his doctors that.
Right.
Because his staff, that's coming from them, and he believes it. And they're wrong.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And honestly, that's a campaign slogan. That is, I don't even know how that got into a president-elect speech of any kind. That's a campaign slogan. That's not even something that you'd say seriously, I think, as someone who's incoming president kind of a thing. Only because we never hear, how are you going to shut down the virus without shutting down the economy? I mean, the two seem to kind of go together. If people have to sit in their houses, my goodness, then they're not out, they can't go to work, and they can't open their store.
Now, we don't hear a lot about CIA officers dying in a line of duty, but a CIA officer in Somalia, a former member of Navy SEAL Team 6, was killed.
Yes, exactly, and that is very, very sad. And you're right, we don't hear a lot about CIA operatives. There are stars on the wall at CIA headquarters, but a lot of times we don't know if they're not denoted, basically. But yes, this is a very, very sad thing.
I think I heard this was number 136,
mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah, very sad.
Now, also, Joe Biden has said that Americans won't stand for results not being honored. You mentioned that earlier. How about fraud all across various states? How about that?
Well, again, see, that's part of the narrative. Now, I'll tell you this. I've had people tell me, Captain, out in my travels here, hey, if Joe Biden won the election, then he won the election. In other words, people want it, but they need confidence in what is going on. It's not as though they're not going to accept the results of an election,
yeah.
But they want it to be legit, and they want to have confidence that it was. So for Joe Biden to say such a thing, it's merely a part of a narrative that is, they're trying to get this sort of, this ball rolling, that again, anybody would say, well, wait a minute, I heard about these hundreds of thousands of votes, and then, sorry, you're attacking our democracy, and you need to just sit down and shut up, or be banned, or be canceled, or be all those different kinds of things. But he's just trying to, and honestly, Captain, I wonder sometimes what they're really thinking behind the scenes, because saying stuff like that, and then also the constant campaigning against Donald Trump, you know, give it a rest already. I thought you won the election. Why are you even mentioning Donald Trump? Just do president-elect things.
Now, there's a couple of military things going on, one in the Middle East and one in Africa. Yeah, first of all, we'll go to Africa. Ethiopian's army military offensive in the little country of Tigray has reached its final stay as the Ethiopian army is now marching on the Tigray capital. Now, what that's all about is the Tigray militants are radicals, and they've been going into Ethiopia, and they've been attacking things, and they've been kidnapping people, and they've been doing slave trading and all sorts of craziness going on there. And Ethiopia finally said enough's enough, and they went after these people.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. And so basically, this is after, I think, what they had, some sort of 72-hour ultimatum that came to an end for surrender. Yeah.
Well, they didn't surrender.
Nope.
And the other thing is the U.S. envoy to Iran says that there will be no attack on the Iranian nuclear facilities, but there will be more sanctions and soon against Iran for not complying.
Yeah, and one would think. Now, of course, the IDF in Israel was put on alert that there could be something.
Well, they're training.
Yeah, and there was some hardware moved around there in the region, of course, which I think there were B-52s from what we understood.
And a B-1 bomber with a stealth missile on it.
Yep, exactly. But here's the thing. whether sanctions or whether, you know, some kind of strategic or surgical type attack, I should say, the Iranian regime should just keep guessing whatever it is the American president has in store and how he might handle things, whoever the American president is, only because everything's always on the table, and a regime like Iran has to literally be wondering what's going to happen moment to moment, so that they realize that if they start doing stuff that's really going to be threatening, anything could happen.
By the way, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked, and he said, "We have force posture right on radical Islamic terrorism around the world. We've got people countering what the radicals are doing and going after them in various areas around the world, not just the Middle East."
Well, exactly, and that's how it is going to be, I think, for a very long time, because terrorism is a chronic problem, but we continue to have to deal with it literally on a daily basis.
Now, you said something about Disney planning layoffs in California again?
Well, I saw that
more layoffs.
Yeah, they're getting ready because and these were layoffs at theme parks, basically, or as the virus is starting to impact the theme parks. Looks like Walt Disney Company said on Wednesday that it was going to lay off about 32,000 more workers. This was increased from the 28,000 that they announced back in September, and I think that 28,000 had a lot to do here in Southern California, because while Walt Disney World is open in your neck of the woods in Florida, Disneyland has been closed pretty much since about March or so here in California, and is not expected to reopen until sometime next year. One might think March or April or May or somewhere in there. We just don't know. But there's so many people that, you know, the cast members, as they're known, that work at Disneyland, they're out of a job, and all the satellite businesses are struggling greatly, shall we say.
Now, there's this strange bulletin, it's not a bulletin, but it's a news story, coming out of Venezuela right now, and we're going to have to check on this during this break coming up. The title, story says, Venezuela judge convicts Citgo six American oil execs.
Interesting. Yes, we will check that out.
Because I don't believe we got any American oil executives in Venezuela.
Yeah.
Well, and Citgo was taken over by the Russians, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they buy that?
They might have. Yeah, we'll confirm all that.
Yeah, we'll do that, because that's a strange headline, the way that's worded coming across. But anyway, I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. It is a Friday morning, Black Friday, and I'm sure there's a lot of people listening are out in those lines.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Thanking them for their sacrifice. President Trump addressed U.S. troops stationed overseas via video link Thursday, delivering a nation's thanks for their service. He also addressed the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, saying the first shipments of coronavirus vaccine would go out as soon as next week.
We are rounding the curve. The vaccines are being delivered literally. It'll start next week and the week after. and who hit the frontline workers and seniors and doctors, nurses, a lot of people going to start, and we're going very quickly. Two companies already announced, a third one coming up, and a fourth and fifth one coming up soon also. So
Pfizer requested an emergency use authorization for its vaccine from the Food and Drug Administration last week. Moderna says they will ask for the same authorization by the end of November. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit fairandfarrah.com.
All right, and if you want to give them a call, they're here right now 24-7 at 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707 for Farrah and Farrah. If you need a lawyer and you've been in an accident, they can help. They can help. And they're in Florida and Georgia. All right, let's bring Kyle Warren back in the mix. Kyle, so Venezuela, these six American oil executives with Citgo, they were still in the country? How could that be?
Well, as we've been researching this story, Captain, these American oil executives, they've actually been there in Venezuela for 3 years. They've been being held since 2017, and how they got there was they were called back in November of 2017 for what they were thought was a budget meeting, and they went on a private jet, basically, to Caracas. And as they were going to this meeting that they were called for, they were sworn by the federal officers there and taken into custody and charged with different counts of corruption and these kinds of things. And so basically it all culminated as well with former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson going and negotiating. He's negotiated these kinds of things in the past, going and negotiating for their release. He wasn't able to get their freedom, but two of these men were put out of the prison but put into house arrest. But their trial basically began about 4 months ago. Closing arguments happened, I think, very recently in the last few days, and the judge announced an immediate verdict. Five of them were sentenced to prison terms of 8 years and 10 months. One of them received a 13-year sentence for their corruption charges. Now, this stems with connection with Venezuela's state oil company, PDVSA, and they're known now, these men are known as the so-called Citgo Six. And they're employees of a Houston-based Citgo refining company, which is owned by the Venezuelan state oil company. That's what's happening right now. So they've actually been in that country for 3 years awaiting trial, which is now concluded. And it sounds like it was, a very questionable kind of a thing, to say the least.
And I'd be willing to bet you that if they get released and it's negotiated, Citgo will give them millions of dollars from the U.S. over there to get them released.
Yeah, possibly so. It's, yeah, exactly right. So this is, you know, obviously they're even brought there, what it appears to be under false pretenses, obviously, to try and it would work to get their hands on them, basically. But they were out of the country and then at the mercy of that government.
All right. Now, we just talked about the U.S., and the president said that the Pfizer vaccine is going to be released next week. Now we hear that Canada could approve Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine around the 1st of December, which is about a week away.
That's right. That's right. I have a feeling that these approvals will come very, very quickly, the data on these vaccines seem to be very good from our own sort of layperson's perspective. But certainly to have something like this happen is unprecedented. And of course, the more that people are taking it, as you mentioned, the first responders, many of the vulnerable groups, the elderly, will get this, first off. And depending on the reports we get from that, I think we'll see maybe even many in the public beginning to say, okay, even if I had reservations about that, I might take it. But again, you know, we have to sort of see where we go from here. We have the studies, but we don't have, it's not out in the wild yet, basically.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but AstraZeneca, who I believe had about a 70% positive result to their test, is now likely running, or is going to run, another fresh global vaccine trial to see if they can get the numbers up competitive with the other vaccines.
Yes, no, you're right about that. I saw the same thing. And of course, this process has gone so quickly, Captain. The more data will not be bad. It will actually be something that will tell us again: is this really that efficacious? Is it that good? But again, this is something we've never seen before: a vaccine coming to market that hasn't taken literally years and years and years to get there.
Now, legal professor Jonathan Turley, I think he's from Georgetown.
I believe so, yeah.
He said that the Supreme Court Church ruling is a major step for the ban challenges all around the country where these governors have done this.
Yeah, you're right. And actually, I'm mistaken, Captain. I think he's from George Washington University. But yes, yeah, this is major. This kind of decision coming down. Because again, no matter what, we have to be able to balance our constitutional freedoms with the public good and the need to make sure that we're taking all these different possible steps. But what's happened is that many of these emergency powers acts by the governors or local governments have been seen as in many ways capricious. That they don't seem to be even-handed. They don't seem to be fair. For example, and it became a sort of a humorous thing with the church in Thousand Oaks, California, with the playing the stripper music and the pastor taking off his tie and throwing it out of the audience, basically, to say, okay, we're a strip club. But why are strip clubs open, but churches can't be open? And, you know, that's the capriciousness of it all, and people just want it to make sense.
Now, Eric is saying that, in his opinion, talking about the Citgo 6, they're going to be held in order to obtain a better negotiating position with the United States should Joe Biden officially be inaugurated as the president. Then they would, should they get released, Joe Biden would be a hero.
Well, that
sounds like a rant.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, again, but see, these are the kinds of regimes that the U.S. deals with, that our allies have to deal with. This is why you have to have someone in the White House, I think, that is going to be very resolute on things, and not somebody who our foes, or the countries that don't like us for whatever reason and because they have completely different values than we do, in that sense. They look to leaders like a Biden to think, okay, we're going to get something now, as opposed to getting it legitimately.
By the way, we are in big trouble right now if the Attorney General possible nominee that I just heard gets in, Xavier Becerra, your AG in California.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. That's absolutely right. He's been very hostile, obviously anti-Trump, in that sense.
He's anti-American.
Yeah, well, it hasn't been good here in California. But again, this is what the people are seeing. They're seeing this movie trailer, if you will, of exactly what's going to happen, and this isn't even loading up the cabinet yet with the so-called progressives in that sense from the squad. I mean, just wait till stuff like that would start to happen. But what the people are seeing is they're seeing this movie trailer, and it's a horror movie. This is what Joe Biden's America. I mean, I just can't imagine what Joe Biden's America is going to look like. I mean, it's Joe Biden's America where we just shoot him in the leg. Crazy stuff that he would say that people just don't get.
And between November 18th and 23rd, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol nabbed 1,000 migrant children along the border with no adults or parents anywhere. Wow.
Right. That's huge. Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back, folks. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's our buddy Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a little bit from Fort Benning. A big hoo-ah out there to Fort Benning tonight. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J closest to you. When you see the Pilot or Flying J, pull on in there and tell them you've been listening to the Captain on the Captain's America Third Watch. Talk about them, and you will get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Then consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club so you can get those points on the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the driver's store. In the meantime, we are going to get ready. Friday. That's Rare Earth from back in the day. And I'll tell you what, that song has got some years to it there, Kyle. That was back when the hippies were around.
That's right. But that's an iconic song in all respects. And, you know, you've heard it used in commercials, all kinds of stuff. It's one of those things that has stayed around for a long time.
Yep, Rare Earth. Okay, well, we got weather out west. Tell us about it.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. We do have weather out west, and we're going to take a look. We're going to start in Oregon tonight because we've got a freeze watch. This is going to be in the Lakeside, the Coos Bay, Coquille, Brandon area, and it's just right there along the coastline. This is a little bit south of Eugene and east of Roseburg, and along the 5 freeway there in Roseburg and Grants Pass, Medford, we've got an air stagnation advisory extends eastward way past Klamath Falls, and that means the air quality in that area will start to deteriorate over the next few days or so. Likewise, near Ellensburg, we've got air stagnation advisory near the junction of I-90 and I-82. This is going to be east of Seattle. And we do have a lot of cloud cover coming in over the Pacific Northwest, maybe some rain coming in here. Looking at Seattle here, don't really see anything in the next several days, but the temperatures are still going to be pretty cool in the 40s and 50s as we make our way through the weekend and into the into Saturday and Sunday. And so also, as we move south into California, we've got a freeze warning. This is in the Fresno area, all the way down through Bakersfield, along 99, and also along I-5. And then we've got the high winds here in the Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Riverside area, also Orange and San Diego counties. I can attest to that. The wind keeps hitting my window tonight, Captain, and we're getting some pretty good gusts, but those are the Santa Anas that were predicted. Also, fire weather warning south and a little bit east of Las Vegas out there in the desert, and that goes all the way down through Lake Havasu City, covering Needles as well. Up in Idaho, we do have a freezing fog advisory. This is just a little northeast of Rexburg. It's west of Grand Teton National Park along Route 20 in that area. And pretty cold tonight in Idaho Falls as well. High wind warning up in northern Montana. And also a high wind advisory. This is near Albuquerque. So if you're trucking across I-40 or up along I-25, you're going to encounter this in the Albuquerque area. Also, as you make your way westward along 40 to Dallas, New Mexico.
Okay, well, we got a big fog problem tonight along I-10. Starts about Pascagoula, Mississippi, comes all the way across the Florida Panhandle to just about I-75, maybe a little west, maybe around Live Oak. Goes up into southern Georgia, goes up across through Troy, Alabama, straight across west over into Mississippi. Goes about 40, 50 miles north of I-10 in Mississippi. And then it's hit or miss going up through Georgia till you get to South Carolina. Then you'll have fog along the I-95 corridor all the way to Richmond, Virginia. And when you get up in the Columbia, South Carolina area, you'll have some fog there east and west on I-20 for about 50 miles. So for our listeners on WCET-FM, be advised. And then I-40 in North Carolina through the Piedmont Triangle over to Raleigh, you've got fog tonight. You've also got I-85 coming down out of Richmond, down towards Charlotte. Not quite to Charlotte, but certainly down through the triangle, you've got fog there, too, so allow for some extra time. Now, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, we appreciate him very much. And now we're going to jump over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Okay, it's been another busy day, another busy night. The president chimed in. He had an impromptu question and answer series in the White House. Didn't exactly go the way some people thought because he didn't concede. He didn't do any of that. But what he did do was say he was headed to Georgia.
Yeah, December 5th, I think, is when he's going.
Okay. So what's that mean for the scheme of things, you think?
Well, it's important. You know, I think the rally that Trump had in Rome, Georgia, was one of the largest ones that he ended up having.
It was.
And I think it's also, too, because of where Rome, Georgia is located, he probably got some Alabama, South Carolina, Tennessee-type people in there, too. But nonetheless, putting all the resources in there, like leading up to Thanksgiving, was, you know, it was okay, but you still have an entire month before this runoff election in Georgia, which is, I think, what, January the 3rd, January the 4th?
Mm-hmm.
So you still have a lot of time to have people, you know, visit Georgia, and he's one of them. Now, you know that Ossoff and Warnock and Stacey Abrams and crowd are not going to let up. I mean, this is going to be their piece de resistance to, you know, win both of those races. And they're pouring in as much money there as they have anyplace else. So, yes, Trump has got to go. And I think that they need to really be spacing out, you know, some heavy hitters between now and election going through December.
Well, the Republicans are putting a lot of money in it, too, a lot of effort, a lot of different things going on. But, of course, the media is not reporting it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I would encourage, you know, your listeners to take a, you know, just type in Ossoff's name or Warnock's name and just put scandal right next to it and see what comes back. You're going to be stunned. Biden says he's actually going, I think, this week.
Yeah.
To Georgia. And I would be challenging Biden, you know, based on these two people and what's in their, you know, resumes. Do you really want to support these two people? I mean, it's remarkable that the Democrats would attach their wagon to them.
Well, it's Reverend Wright on steroids, that one guy. But anyway, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Top of the hour news coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.